back, one and all, to the Super Mini Cast, the exclusive podcast for you lovely, lovely, lovely customers, you lovely paying patrons that are so generous to support us with your $5 a month.
We provide you and those freeloaders over that just watch the YouTube channel that don't fork over their hard-earned cash.
Honestly, I'd be embarrassed to be one of them. You guys are cool.
Yes.
Also, we're recording this in the van still because the smoke alarm is going off inside for over a week now.
Yep.
If you guys hear any stomping or crunching or whatever,
Jackson is moving some boxes.
Jackson is, the van's in the backyard and we have the windows open for the breeze, and Jackson
feels so nice.
Has his little headphones on listening to Skrillex, and he's stacking some boxes and breaking some stuff down so we can do a trash run. So if you hear any background noise, that's what that is. Connor with a K, K-O-N-N-A-R, said we should talk about disgusting comfort food. And being from the South, there's a lot of disgusting comfort foods that most people would think are disgusting. But like the big one I think of that everyone thinks is gross is boiled peanuts.
I love boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts is so good.
Hey, they're popular in Taiwan too.
Mmm.
As a street food vending thing, I think.
China.
Huh?
China.
No. Taiwan. I love you, Taiwan. Ryan loves Taiwan.
I'm just talking about
ooh, woo.
Just certain sponsors.
Fuck them. What's his name?
John Cena. I watched his translated.
Zhao Xibao. Whatever he says when he's holding the ice cream.
Yeah, I watched his apology video where he's apologizing for calling Taiwan a country, and he's like, I am so sorry.
I just can't get over the one where he's just holding the ice cream.
Zhao Xibao. Yeah, he's like holding it right. Why does he speak Chinese?
Well, it makes him, because he can go do interviews in China or something. Do the Chinese like John Cena?
They love him. They do.
Do they?
That's pretty smart, though, because, I mean, like, if he's an American that can get into the Chinese movie market, like the big Chinese blockbusters, they pay so much money. Hollywood's basically funded by China, I think.
Well,
like,
yeah.
They get most of the money for these movies.
Well, it's because of the box office in China. It's because that's where most of the money comes from when the movie goes out.
Right.
And so they'll cater a lot to that audience as well. Like, they'll put in certain scenes that are just meant for a Chinese audience that don't make it into the U.S. version of the movie. I think Marvel's done that. Marvel put in some scenes in a Chinese version of, like, one of their movies where it's just, like, a Chinese doctor gets more screen time than they did in the theatrical cut in the U.S. version.
Interesting. We saw that one movie where they changed the flag.
Yep.
Because it was a Taiwanese flag, and they changed it for the Chinese cut.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. But he was like, I am so sorry. I have so much respect for the Chinese people. I am so sorry. Like, he was... I'm guessing it's because he has a lot of business and sponsorships with China, well, so
he doesn't,
like,
want to be blacklisted from big studio movies.
Oh, right.
Because he's just getting his... I mean, he's been in movies, but now he's been in the Suicide Squad. He's getting his own show that's a spinoff of the Suicide Squad shit that
Man,
James
China
Gunn
sucks,
is directing
dude. That
and all
sucks,
that.
That they would blacklist you for, like, an opinion.
Well, your movie's not showing up here.
Yeah.
Oh, your movie has John Cena? Yikes.
China's such a cool country, but their government is just so fucked.
That's a lot of places, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is. Well, you know, they just made effeminate-looking men in the media illegal. And I'm actually in favor of that.
Good. Right after making, like, an hour of video games
a day? You
get
1 hour
on
Friday, 1 hour on Saturday,
oh my
one
God.
Hour on Sunday. Yeah, that's what I think.
How do they monitor that?
That's what you need, Ryan.
Through, like, IP or...
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Well... Obviously, I think they're a little better
you
at monitoring.
You think the Chinese
than we
are going to give up League of Legends?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think so. PUBG?
Come on.
Yeah, China's scary, man.
Yeah.
We should just honestly.
They're a world power. World powers are pretty scary.
Yeah, man. I watched.
Are they the ones that the Chinese sent, like, around, like, this missile essentially that goes undetected around the world or something?
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I guarantee all the superpowers have shit. That's a Russian submarine. I don't remember if this was recent or a while back, but a Russian submarine, like a nuclear Russian submarine, came like 20 miles off the coast of the East Coast, and we never detected it. And then they went back to Russia and then bragged about it. And they're like, we were 20 miles off your coast in your waters, and you
Imagine
didn't even know.
20 miles off of just like fucking Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Was it 20 miles? It was some ridiculously close amount where it's like they're in our waters and they didn't get detected. So if they couldn't detect that submarine, I'm like, I'm sure China and Russia both have a ton of shit around here that we can't detect. Like sleeper agents like me and Ryan.
Well, I mean, spies do exist.
You've probably seen a
spy. We've
caught
Russian spies.
Yeah.
Sleeping with our politicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fools.
Well.
Fools with balls. Fools with balls.
It's almost funny how like easy it is. Their plan is like, yeah, I'll have sex with them. And then they just get them, like the guy to have sex.
So tell us, tell me more about this. And then she's like, well, I can't talk about that. And then she like puts his, like throws his dick to the side. That's not hot.
And they don't think that's suspicious.
They're like I mean, Donald Trump's security detail is they don't have the updates required for any sort of tactical insertion into the White House. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, was her name Maria Butina?
Something
that one spy that has a picture with like all of the top Republican dudes.
Yeah.
And she was a Russian spy.
She was fucking.
Yeah.
She was sucking
and fucking, dude. Dude, that's part of her job requirement. Like, can you suck and fuck?
these American men.
Can you suck and fuck these old Republican men?
She goes, like, yes.
Yeah, I can do
for
that.
My country.
She probably made a lot of money doing
that. Do you
think
she thinks about that? Like, as she's sucking and fucking, she's like, for my, like, she gets off to it. She's like, I'm doing this for my country. Like, when a soldier goes into battle and is firing their weapon at an assailant, like a cop to an innocent man, do you think they just get a rush of like, this, I'm doing this. This is my job. I'm making a difference.
I wonder I'm sure probably it's probably a feeling of power because you have this knowledge that you're this and they don't know and that you're blackmailing
like
them.
They know.
Yeah, and you're doing it for your government, which is a thrill.
Joke's on her. What is it? Still fucked. Still slammed. Still smashed.
Still smashed. We were talking about comfort food and then got on the topic of China.
Oh yeah. We were talking about just. Oh, I mean, boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
Cracker Jacks.
Foods.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Fruitcake is one that I like. That people,
a lot
of people
ever
find
had fruitcake, but I think I would not like it at all.
See, but you're picky, but also you have these weird things you like that I'm like a picky person would never like. So I feel like fruitcake might be one of those things that you would actually like. Be like, dude, I really like fruitcake.
Like oysters.
Yeah.
Or mussels.
I feel like you might. It's a.
Or what is it?
Accepted
sea urchins.
For what it is.
Sea urchins.
Sea urchins.
You just have to get it from a good place.
I can't really do sea urchin. You can. Like sea urchin, the texture is.
I can't
almost,
do it like back to back. I can have like one in amongst a.
It got ruined for me when someone said something to me while I was eating it, and now forever it's like associated with that.
Does it like taste like boogers or something?
Well, it was.
Or sorry, does
when
it
my parents
feel
told
like
me they were getting divorced.
Oh.
No, it was this. Someone said it was like snot, and I was like, okay, because it's salty and it's. And
I'm
I was
trying
like,
to get Leighton off of this pulp train.
Drinking pulp?
Yeah. So he stopped bringing that disgusting shit into the office. You and I are brothers. No
hey,
pulp.
Yeah, no pulp, bro.
No pulp for life, baby.
You could put a gun to my head.
Yep.
I will not drink pulp.
That's why sometimes I got disappointed whenever I'd get Chick-fil-A lemonade. Sometimes it would have...
I don't mind it in the lemonade.
Little flakes of lemonade. I don't like shavings of stuff. I want to drink a liquid. I don't want there
want,
to be things in my drink.
You don't want solids in your liquid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I like yogurt smooth. I don't like chunks in my yogurt.
Yeah.
You're different in that sense. I can understand why fruit
well,
and yogurt
I, well, I
would
like
be
both.
Delicious.
I do like fruit and yogurt
but
a lot.
Something about smooth yogurt. I'm just,
I do like chunks in yogurt. Chunks of like fruit and shit. Or even like kind of clumpy yogurt, but.
So this is like old style comfort food that we'd miss?
No, that people find disgusting.
Oh,
but it's like
people
comfort
find disgusting.
Food.
Hmm.
Chitlins? Hogwash?
I don't eat it anymore. I know people don't find that disgusting. I was about to say like French onion dip and just like caking it on like Ruffles chips, just shoveling it down. But I think so many people love that. It's at every football event.
My mom used to make this broccoli casserole.
Disgusting.
Where it was broccoli.
Wench.
And it was like mayonnaise and bacon and raisins and shit. And it's one of those like southern things that sounds disgusting,
but
it's delicious.
Sweet.
It's so good. It's so good. I would kill for it
I
right
like
now.
Southern, like more southern based coleslaws and stuff.
Southern
well,
coleslaw is good.
Hawaiian coleslaw is great because it's sweet.
Coleslaw's gotta be sweet.
Like a southern coleslaw is nice, sweet, and there's like vinegar in it too.
Vinegar is a lot. Well, they use a lot of mayonnaise in southern coleslaw. And I hate when I get coleslaw out here on the West Coast and it's not sweet at all. It's like, it's just eating cabbage at that point. There's like no mayonnaise in it. It's like just basically shredded
cabbage.
It's a little
shitty salad.
Yeah, it's, no one wants to eat cabbage to eat cabbage. The reason there's so much mayonnaise in it is because it's...
Just take a bite out of it.
Yeah. Cabbage is, I do love cabbage in like hot pot and soup and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's so crunchy. I love...
Using it as kind of like putting meat in it, like making a little cabbage taco.
I love
taco.
Fucking.
You love fucking?
Yeah, I love fucking.
I love sucking.
Hey, man. That goes together pretty well.
Clitoris.
Oh, dude.
Yep.
That's my comfort food. You know what I'm saying?
My comfort food.
My comfort food's a little pussy. Not a little pussy, but like a little amount
big,
of pussy.
A big amount of pussy.
A big fucking big pussy lips flopping in my face, bro. That's my comfort
tongue
food.
Go from her ass to her front crack. Front ass.
Stop spoiling the lyrics to the new album. Tongue go from her ass to her front crack. It's on the Super Mega album.
Nipple hard like a bowling ball. Penis spin like a bowling pin.
Now she suck like a Hoover vac.
What do you want, Layton? Yeah, you heard something about penis, and you got very interested. Big surprise.
My jaw dropped, and my tongue rolled out.
His jaw dropped to the ground, and his tongue rolled out.
This is what Layton's saying. You can't hear him. Thank God.
Yeah. You dumped the hot dog water?
He's still talking.
Sorry to interrupt you real quick. I'll tell you.
Oh, God. Jesus fucking Christ. Water. Yeah? Sorry. Sorry, I'm trying to find my...
Have you been crying?
We just carried the casket... blow-up casket
with that was full of hot dog water.
Rancid.
It's been a week.
Over a week.
They've been sitting in that water for over a week.
With just rancid hot dog water with like a full film over it.
Yeah, I saw the film. Did you throw up?
I did.
Is that why your eyes are watering?
So we carried it out to the street, and then as we went to tip it over, just this, I was trying not to puke the whole time because of the smell. And Jackson started tipping it out, and we saw these green wieners start to roll out.
Yeah.
I threw up green all my tomatoes. Threw up all my tomato soup.
Where?
In the bush in the front yard.
You threw up in the front yard?
Oh, yeah. I instantly turned around and puked, and Jackson was, like, filming.
Oh, good.
I don't know if he got it, but that was the worst smelling thing in the world.
Ugh. Couldn't be me.
Layton, you're just be glad you weren't here for the, were you? Were you here for the day we did the Too Mad video?
Yeah, he was. It's before he started working for us.
That's before I was like on salary, but I've been being paid by you guys monthly since.
Well, this man was working without being hired, so we were like, well,
I guess
we'll hire him. That's the key, guys. Just force yourself in by doing work, and then they feel bad.
I got health insurance.
Yep. And how is that? Have you used
how's
it
the
yet?
Health insurance? Yeah. It's good health insurance.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Super Mega cares for their employees. The you have dental and vision.
This isn't really working yet.
Okay, leave.
Well, the conversion therapy takes, you read the pamphlet, it can take up to a year to start showing effects. You have to keep
and
going
every
single
And you haven't
even
done shock treatments.
Well, I was just about to say, the voltage just must not be high enough.
Okay, well, I'll call the doctor. I'll talk to the doctor about the shock. I can up the voltage.
I'll use the dog collar that people sent in, and I'll see if that turns
okay.
Straight.
Yeah, Layton has been,
a naughty boy.
We've been going. He's been going to gay conversion therapy thanks to our health insurance under Super Mega, and I haven't seen much of a difference.
No,
but they did say it could take up to a year, and he's only been doing it for about a month and a half. So
we still got a lot of time. I think,
yeah,
especially
hopefully.
For Hal.
Otherwise,
we're
gonna have to let him go. Just like we're gonna have to let you guys go because it's the end of this episode of the Super Mini Cast.
Because it's mini.
Yeah. Bye.